Magpies chat in the trees outside the oldest building in Alaska. The Baranof Museum is also called the Russian-American Magazine and the Erskine House. In Kodiak, it's known for covering the Russian side of local history, while the Aleutic Museum and Archaeological Repository is recognized for focusing on Alaska Native culture and history. But as collections manager Michael Bach points out, the Baranof Museum's items include a number of Aleutic artifacts.
Our community is really lucky that we have two museums focusing on complementary parts of our community's history. And so it's important to keep in mind that the Baranof Museum was established in the late 1950s. And so from the late 1950s until 1995, when the Aleutic Museum was opened, we were the sole collecting institution in our community. And so a lot of our Aleutic artifacts come from that time period.
He says the museum no longer focuses on collecting Aleutic items, but it does look after an extensive number of stone artifacts. And that includes Russian items like Russian bricks created on island.
Stone artifacts could be anything from stone lamps to net sinkers to ulu blades to bricks to even some of the foundational stones from the original Russian wharf that was built in the late 1700s.
The Baranof Museum recently won a grant of about $3,000 from Museums Alaska with funding from the Rasmussen Foundation. Bach says that'll go towards purchasing heavy-duty shelving and better storage for its stone items. He says the next time the museum can reapply for funds is in fall of 2018. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla Darosh.